It's the final push. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Candidates are campaigning hard ahead of Tuesday's midterms. President Biden and former President Obama holding a rally scheduled for this hour in Philadelphia to support Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman. Earlier, Mr. Obama was in Pittsburgh talking down Republicans.
They want to gut Social Security. They want to gut Medicare. They want to give rich folks and big corporations more tax cuts.
Former President Trump has a rally outside Pittsburgh in support of Republicans, including Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is challenging Fetterman. Georgia, facing a tight race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican nominee Herschel Walker, who spoke in Athens about his opponent.
Why don't we discuss crime in the streets? Because that's what he got going on. Because remember, he believed in that no cash bail. He believed in releasing prisoners.
Senator Warnock in Snellville, Georgia.
Don't let narrow-minded, mealy-mouthed politicians have us to believe that we have to choose between personal responsibility and public policy. Good public policy helps people make the best out of their lives.
Polls show the race is a dead heat. North Korea keeping tensions high.
North Korea fired four more missiles Saturday, and the U.S. flew two supersonic bombers over South Korea as a week-long period of tension continued that has seen the North fire more than 30 missiles. The National Security Council's John Kirby spoke Friday about North Korea's actions.
We remain deeply concerned about the provocations that Pyongyang regime continues to demonstrate here. It seems like almost on a daily basis.
The Pentagon says the North's actions have only strengthened U.S. support of South Korea.
Fox's Kevin Uresky. Twitter today launched its new $8 a month subscription service for verified accounts. It comes a day after new owner Elon Musk laid off about half of Twitter's 7,500 employees. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Five adults were found shot to death at a home in the Washington, D.C. suburb of La Plata, Maryland. Investigators are working to figure out what happened, but believe it was isolated to that home. La Plata Police Chief Carl Schinner.
It's heartbreaking for a community to suffer this sort of an event. Agricopia is an extremely quiet neighborhood, and this is certainly way out of the ordinary.
The homeowner has been contacted by authorities and is said to be cooperating. A Missouri couple's facing charges after an alleged plot to steal a baby.
Investigators say Jamie and Amber Walterman of Missouri are charged following the murder of a pregnant woman. Mrs. Walterman allegedly lured Ashley Bush of Arkansas by promising to give her a ride to a job interview. At some point, the mother-to-be was shot and killed. Her unborn baby also died, but investigators have not said how. Mr. Walterman is charged as an accessory after the murder. Police say he helped move Ashley's body in a tarp and later burned her remains at a fire pit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The class of 2022 will be officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this evening. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's newest class will officially become members tonight. This year's inductees include Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, and more. Rock Hall Chairman John Sykes told Forbes that some performers and presenters include Bruce Springsteen, Alanis Morissette, Maren Morris, Pink, and Olivia Rodrigo. The ceremony for the 37th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction happens this evening in Los Angeles and will be televised on November 19th at 8 o'clock on HBO as well as SiriusXM's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame channel. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.